This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you're just joining us, we've been talking economics with reporter Keith Reed. Keith, let us pick up with payroll reports. So a recent report shows that employers created 166,000 jobs last month. That's the fastest pace of job growth since last spring and more than double what economists predicted. So how significant is this and why do you think the surprise numbers?
I think it is significant, and many people were surprised because you really saw, particularly in the retail sector back in October, you saw a pretty big drop in employment in that sector, and that's because many of the retailers fear that some of the trouble in the credit markets and some of the trouble in the housing markets were going to affect the larger economy and people weren't going to be spending. So when you came out and you saw economists really, really worried about the business climate and about this credit situation, that you saw a higher than expected job growth, that surprised a lot of people.
So when you think about the housing slump and the credit crunch, is this kind of like a acid neutralizer for the bad news that's been going on?
No, I don't think that it is, and for a few reasons. Number one, you have to look at where these jobs are being added. Number two, you have to take some of the job growth that we've seen and look at it in a larger context, i.e., how many jobs were lost before you got to the larger job growth. We've seen pretty slow job growth for a while, and then all of a sudden you had a higher than expected job growth. But because it was slow for a long time, you've got to still try to make up some of the, try to regain some of the jobs that were lost or some of the jobs that we should have been adding. And then you also have to look at where the jobs are coming from. In other words, these jobs aren't very, we're seeing more jobs, but we're not seeing high paid jobs. We're seeing jobs in relatively low paid, low skill sectors, particularly services, hotel and restaurant workers, those sorts of jobs. Those jobs are not going to, over the long term, sustain the economy and sustain what really has been keeping the economy afloat over the last year and a half, 2 years, which is the retail sector itself.
Now, I want to move on to another bit of job news. Chrysler announced it's going to cut thousands of jobs in 2008, about 15% of the workforce. Those come on top of 13,000 layoffs made earlier this year. Give us a sense of the lay of the land in the auto industry, because you have the UAW, the union passing a new four-year contract. Is this a surprise? What's going on in the industry at large?
This is the worst fear of many of the UAW members and negotiators coming true. What you had was a situation where at Chrysler and with some of the other auto workers out there, they've been negotiating their new labor deals. And one of the biggest fears was that if they granted the auto workers granted the concessions that the automakers wanted, that the automakers would then turn around and lay some of their people off. And that's absolutely what happened. There's not much that they can do at this point because they've now signed a new deal. I'm not really sure how the auto workers union can go back and address these issues, but it certainly has to be a strong bone of contention within the unions and also between the unions and the major automakers up in Detroit right now.
Now, Chrysler became a private company in August. It went into the hands of a large investment group. How do you think that's going to shape the lay of the land for them?
I think we're still waiting to see. I mean, clearly, one of the things that Chrysler did was it cut four of its models from its line. Some of those models were based on underpinnings, based on the chassis, the engine, those sorts of things, designs that were that they'd use from Mercedes-Benz. They had this agreement sort of going on when the two companies were one, that Chrysler would be able to take some of the designs and some of the better workmanship from Mercedes-Benz and use it in their car lineup. Now they're eliminating some of those models. What is Chrysler going to do to be able to come back and put some models out there that have that same level of quality and that same level of appeal that the American consumer over the last few years have come to expect from Chrysler? That's going to be a big question for them out there over the next few years.
So we have the retailers, holiday shopping, months and months and months of prep for this season that makes so much money for retailers. There was something called Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which was when supposedly retailers went into the black, meaning that they recouped all of the expenditures for the year. But now, if you go into some stores, you basically went from Halloween to Christmas in an instant. What's happened here?
What's happened is, as I referred to earlier, the retail has really been keeping the economy afloat. But people, retailers particularly, were afraid that this year they were going to see a tough season. People weren't expected to spend as much money as they were in previous years, and that's because, you know, they haven't been able to borrow. Much of the spending that's been going on in the retail economy has really been become because people have been borrowing money, either using their credit cards or taking out home equity loans. There was a general psychology of a good feeling based on the fact that, hey, my house is worth 20% more than it was last year, or 50% more than it was last year. Well, this year that has gone away, and so the consumer now isn't expected to spend as much money as they would have. So consequently, that means that the retailer has to extend its own holiday shopping season in order to be able to make as much money and get into the black. They don't think that starting in November, right after Thanksgiving and going through Christmas, is going to take them where they need to go in terms of hitting their revenue and their profit numbers for this year. So they had to step it up and bring it up really right after Thanksgiving.
Keith, one estimate is that Americans are going to spend 4% less this holiday season than last holiday season. Obviously, that will cut into shop owners' pockets, but who else could it affect?
Well, it could affect almost all of us, really, Farai. I mean, if you think about again, where some of the job growth is happening in the retail sector, you saw a little bit of the hiring back. They've already laid off a bunch of people again a couple of months ago, expecting that their sales were going to be down in the fourth quarter. Well, many people depend on those jobs. I mean, if you are one of those people who depends on a retail job, and you know that, you know, you've got to feed your family, you need that money to be able to pay your rent. Everything in this economy is pretty much tied to how much money people are spending. And if people aren't spending the money, then the retailers can't do the hiring. And then if the retailers can't do the hiring, that leaves people out on the street who then in turn can't do what? Spend more money to help keep the economy afloat. So this could affect long-term many, many more people than just the Walmarts and the KB toy stores of the world.
Well, Keith, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Keith Reed is an economics reporter.